Exclusive: EU becoming user by waging green agenda war on farmers, MEP says. By Peter Cattell on March 9, 2023. The European Union's green agenda-inspired war against farmers is turning the bloc into the user, an MEP has warned. Tom van den Driesch, a member of the European Parliament, MEP, for the Flemish Vlaams Belang Party, has warned that the EU is rapidly turning into the user as a result of its climate war against the bloc's farmers. In reference to the former Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, USSR. Sparked by concerns over nitrogen pollution, the EU is now forcing both regional and national authorities to cut back on the gas, with farmers forced to reduce their use of essential fertilizers and farms in some cases even forcibly closed down should they be deemed too great a polluter. These restrictions have recently caused political and social chaos in Flanders. Belgium is roughly split between this Dutch-speaking region and the French-speaking region of Wallonia, with the Flemish coalition government now split over implementing green measures which would endanger the livelihoods of the territory's farmers. Speaking to Breitbart Europe, van den Driesch denounced the EU measures at the heart of the nitrogen restrictions as a power grab by those in Brussels, saying that the very survival of farmers in both Flanders and the Netherlands is now being threatened. They allegedly emit too much nitrogen, he explained. Farms that have existed for generations now have to close down. The Vlaams Belang MEP went on to compare the bloc to the now-defunct Soviet Union, noting that communist dictatorships have a long history of attacking their own agricultural sector. Not coincidentally, Stalin, Mao, and Pol Pot all waged war against farmers, their independence and self-determination, he said. Totalitarian regimes want to subjugate citizens. That is why they take away their freedoms, take away their arms to defend themselves, and take away their food to enslave citizens. The European Union pursues extremist climate policies that are bad for ordinary people, he added. Meat they want to replace with insects. Cars they want to ban. Freedom surveilled by QR codes. This EU is increasingly becoming an usurer. Van den Driesch is not the first person within the bloc to criticize the EU's attack on farmers, with many other politicians and pundits ringing alarm bells over the last 12 months regarding the effects of the Union's green policy measures. Although protests have now spread to Flanders regarding the impact of the policies, the most vigorous anti-green agenda movement in the bloc has traditionally been in the Netherlands, with farmers in the country militantly resisting attempts by their national government to implement the EU-mandated reforms. Such resistance is understandable considering the stakes, with the government looking to forcibly shut down up to 3,000 farms in the country in the hopes of meeting environmental quotas set by Brussels. "We aren't allowed to continue because we were labeled a peak polluter," one farmer allegedly said regarding the measures, claiming they fought the closure order for 3 years. "Our government destroys lives," Dutch pundit Eva Vlaar Dinterbroek explained in relation to the policy, which so far appears likely to continue as the EU measures remain in place. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.